I hear like this clicky, clicky, clicky.
Yeah, that's
clicky
Adam.
Noise.
That's Adam.
Adam? Oh.
He's typing.
Adam, are you on IRC?
I am. I'm not talking.
I'm not.
But I'm not even nothing. In front of a computer.
Me neither.
All right. We're starting this bitch.
Hit it.
Welcome once again to Morning Radio, and this is our Otakon 2006 special! Woo! I am your host and the most hated man in the EGL community on LiveJournal, Eric Patterson. With me today are Dave Garcia.
Hey, what's up?
Adam Dunlap.
Yo.
Cody Durbin.
Hi.
And Corey Durbin.
Hello.
The five of us who went to Otakon 2006.
And we survived.
And we survived.
I didn't. I still have a cut on my ankle, man.
You lost an ankle.
So what is Otakon, by the way?
Line con. Waiting around con.
Waiting around con.
Walk a bunch con.
Stand in line con.
Stand in line con. For trivia, Otakon is actually the convention that gave us the name for the for Solid Snake's partner in the Metal Gear Solid series. That's where his name came from. So Otakon.
That's hardcore.
Yeah. So Otakon is a what is it? Anime convention.
I think it's anime.
There was a little bit of anime there. There was some video games there. There were some sweet Lolitas as well as sour Lolitas there. There were panels and discussions, many of which
J-Rock
sucked.
There.
I'm sorry?
There were
some J-Rock people.
There was J-Rock people? Yeah. Yeah.
Two J-Rock people. No, three. Oh, no, two. One
no,
J-Pop.
Three. Yeah.
So it was a smorgasbord of geekdom entertainment for a weekend in Baltimore, Maryland.
And Buddy Christ.
And Buddy Christ was there, yes. And Baltimore, by the way, was a great place to go to if you're looking to then get out of the city very quickly.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
nice place to live, but I wouldn't live there at all.
What? So it's a nice place to live, but you wouldn't want to live there?
No, you know what I mean. It's a nice place to visit for, like, yeah, for about 3 days, and then you get sick of it.
Yeah.
You get sick standing in line.
So, yeah. Okay, basically what happened was Cody and Corey were going to go to Otakon, and then three of us from Morning Project, myself, Dave, and Adam, decided to go join them at Otakon.
We invited Don, too, for the record, but Don was like, I'm not going.
Yes, our morning scene guy, who has been AWOL for quite a many weeks, he it was very funny because he said he wasn't going to go, and then after we talked about all the fun we had, he's like, well, I should have gone. So
I invited you.
Yeah, he said he didn't want to come because he heard there was going to be cosplayers there.
Yes, of which there were many, and there were actually some very good cosplayers there. Should we start with that?
There was very good cosplay this year. Very good.
Adam?
Oh, the Devil's Den.
J-pop. Cosplayers.
Yes, okay, so starting off, what J-pop was there as far as cosplay goes? Dave?
Well, first of all, you know, since I'm not really into anime, It's kind of a different experience for me because, you know, just walking around, you know, I'm not into anime and I'm just now getting back into video games. So I know how, you know, who a lot of cosplayers are, you know, I recognize the characters and stuff. But, you know, essentially recognizing them, you know, they don't really mean anything to me. but so I don't have any attachment or connection to them. So it's kind of like watching people get excited over seeing, you know, seeing somebody dressed up as a can of soup. It's just like, you know, okay,
that would have been some great cosplay. But,
as long as it's progressive soup.
Hey, good choice.
But I started getting used to that, you know, like kind of, you know, being so disconnected from all the cosplayers and the whole experience around me. And
it is a very strange like situation to be in where you go there and there are just so many people in cosplay that I mean like you go there and it's like, okay, this is kind of freaky, and then like halfway through the first day that becomes normal. And that was a very interesting situation.
Yeah, no,
oh,
interesting.
I get freaked out when I don't see cosplay. Because last year I noticed that there was just hordes of people dressed up in general Hot Topic fair, but I freaked out when I didn't see someone cosplaying. I was like, hey, wait a minute, this is an anime con. Why aren't you dressed as like Sailor Moon? I didn't get it.
Okay, so back to Dave. Our J-pop cosplay.
Yeah, so anyway, I got used to that disconnect of not really, you know, being affected by anything I was seeing until, like, I looked out, you know, kind of in the crowd and I saw, like, just, you know, a simple orange dress. You know, just, you know, a simple orange dress. And I thought, wait, that orange looks very familiar. And I kind of look next to it and I see a pink one and a yellow one and a purple one. And at that point, I kind of blurred out. I don't remember anything. It was, of course, like, it was because
I think it was more of like a... was the sound that he made at that
they
point.
They were cosplaying as the Hinoi team from the Sticky, Tricky, and Bang video, which everyone knows I cannot get enough of.
And that's the kind of guy that Cody likes, too. The Sticky, Tricky, and Bang guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, freaky, yeah.
From your list.
Freaky.
He's so hot.
No, you dork from your LJ list.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, so we run into this cosplay of Hinoi team.
At that point, I probably took blurry pictures of my own eye, and I don't know what else. I'll get them. I'll want to get my film back on that. Tomorrow,
I think you were very calm.
Yeah,
I don't even know who I grabbed or something, but it was just like, oh my god.
You grabbed?
I don't know.
I think it was me or Adam.
Yeah, I think it was me.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yeah, it was probably me.
So, okay, so we had Hinoi team.
Felt like slow.
And we had...
Two-thirds of Sen and Moose Man.
Yes.
Because one of them was smoking.
Yes, they were missing a member who was eyeball.
Yeah, I went up and asked them about it, and I was like, hey, is there a third one meeting you here? And she's like, no, she couldn't make it. She got kicked out for smoking.
But I'm bum ching.
Like, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. That was clever.
Yeah, that was good.
And there was also... one more?
W. From I no Imi o Shite. That was pretty cute.
Yeah, so that was actually kind of neat to see actual, you know, mixed in with all the rest of the normal... I guess, quote-unquote, normal cosplay was actually some number of very nicely done J-pop cosplay. But, I mean, of course, you had a lot of J-rock going on, too, you know. But.
No, there's always a lot of J-rock.
Yeah, there's always a huge group. Oh, my. Actually, that's the most J-pop I've ever seen. Hmm?
Yeah.
The three? The eight? Well, the eight
last
people.
Year... Last year, the only J-pop cosplay I remember was us and our friend.
Yeah.
So,
You know what?
I'm sorry.
It was also kind of funny watching, because after my reaction, I was just kind of like, okay, I'm in. And, but when I was...
You're in
when
what?
I was walking, I don't know, maybe you don't know, in the whole spirit of things. When it was with, I was walking next to Corey. And Koi, who are you dressed as? Was your King of Fighters?
Yeah, I was dressed as Chin.
The old guy.
The old
yeah.
guy. Was it Caffeine Nicotine? Is that what his name?
No. Shut up.
No, that's
what
that.
I know.
It was funny because
I thought I was.
Well, I was walking right next to her, and I was seeing the whole. I was seeing other people with that reaction too. It was funny because it's like not very many people were recognizing her, but when they did, they were all like, you know, they all like kind of flinched, like, oh my god. you know, and it's just like some people even like had this look of frustration, like, man, I cannot make it past your level, you know.
Thanks.
You're tough.
Yeah.
And see,
a lot of people said that to me.
Yeah,
and
it's
funny, get on your level.
Because it was always like, you know, a certain type of guy that recognized her. It wasn't,
yeah,
you know, but it was like, you know, kind of a big older guy, you know, I guess the King of Fighter guy, I guess.
Some badass guy recognized me, and his voice was totally cracked out. And he's like, "Pow!" And I'm like, "What up, man?" And he showed me his kick-ass tattoo. It had like Capcom versus SNK on it, and it had a bunch of people, like characters. I was like, "Dude, that is the bomb diggity."
Yes, it was.
For
sure. And see, that's what's funny is that is being, you know, us being the, well, the three of us being the non-cosplayers, it was kind of interesting seeing, like, the reactions. Like, you know, I mean, like, you know, Dave had his reaction to the Hanoi team cosplay, but then seeing from afar, like, the other reactions people were having to, like, you two girls doing the cosplay. Like, just seeing all of you, like, oh my god, you're what, you know, and they always call you by your, like, your character name, not, you know, not like, of course they don't know your actual name, but.
I don't recognize it because I forget that I'm cosplaying as Bao or whoever, and they're like, Bao.
And that's what, I actually found myself doing that a few times, you know, I'd be walking, like, Jill, can I get your picture? And it's like, don't worry, she's not Jill, you know, but.
Well, that's okay, because you don't know their name.
Right, because you don't be like, hey, you!
You have to yell out the character and hope that they remember that they're going as that character.
So, okay, so other than the J-pop costumes, any other favorite cosplay from the show?
I saw a Freakazoid.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got a picture of him, but it came out kind of blurry.
And a giant,
such
a Brian.
What?
A giant Brian from Family Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
I didn't get a picture of that, though. It was like a mascot.
I didn't get a picture of that either.
Yeah, because I was walking somewhere.
And then the tentacle Zelda.
Yeah!
I missed that.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Last year they did, you know, Vash from Trigun? They did a tentacle Vash, and everyone loved it, so this year they upped the ante with doing a tentacle Zelda.
Huh.
And Link.
Interesting.
And these tentacles are the ones from the Maniac Mansion game, by the way.
Yeah.
They aren't just like,
that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, not like
Zelda with tentacles.
Yeah, not like tentacle porn tentacles, but
yeah,
Day of the Tentacle.
Well, yeah, okay.
What about you, Adam? Any favorite costumes?
My favorite was probably Luna from Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon.
That was really good. Yeah.
Oh, the little girl?
Yeah, the little girl. She was adorable.
I love it when kids cosplay. That's so cute.
Yeah, that one YouTuber was so goddamn cute. It wasn't even funny.
Aww.
A few favorites of mine. There were some really nice Paradise Kiss girls there. The guy doing Willy Wonka from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory looked really...
He was hot.
I mean, he really looked the part. There was that...
I missed that one.
Which one?
What?
Willy Wonka?
It's in the picture that I took, so you can see it that way. Okay. He was a quite... also, there was a really good Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yes, yeah, he was really awesome.
And he had the part down, too, the way he was, like, acting.
And when he walked, he swaggered. It was kind of creepy, but it was oddly alluring.
There was a really hot,
hot
Resident Evil 3 Jill Valentine there. Yeah, so actually, I was really impressed because there was a lot more really decent cosplay. I mean, there was still some really crap cosplay going on, but there was some.
Oh, there always are.
That wasn't that bad.
I was afraid of what you guys were going to think about the whole cosplaying thing.
No, it's always fun to watch.
Especially hanging out with cosplayers and getting stuck with cosplayers.
Yeah. Well, that, I wondered, you know, it must have been a little bit frustrating to have to, like, oh, wait, this guy wants a picture. Hold up, everybody, you gotta pause. Pose. Click. Okay, move on. Something like that.
That's what I kind of felt bad when I asked for pictures because, like, you know, I wondered how many times a day they had to go through that.
No way! Cosplayers are like cam whores. They love that.
No, I know, but sometimes you're like, I just want to go to the bathroom, you know, and like 20 times on the way to the toilet.
Can I get a picture of all
that? Yeah. You're stopped on the way there.
Wait till I'm done, please.
Nah, don't feel bad about it. We love that crap. I don't care what any cosplayer says. They love having their picture taken.
Exactly. Yes.
Don't front.
So, to go along with all of the copious amounts of cosplay were copious amounts of waiting.
Yes.
Because there were lines everywhere.
Well, there were a lot of people there.
Yes, there was like over 20,000.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know what the totals are yet. They haven't released.
Yeah, they haven't released yet, but I mean...
Well, the last I heard, they had like 3,500 open slots, but that was in the middle of Saturday. I heard that number from somebody.
Hmm.
So they probably filled it up.
What they messed up with is they scheduled everything at the same time. Like, all the big stuff.
Right.
Like, I can think of, like, midnight at Saturday. I can think of, like, five different things that were going on.
That was really bad.
Absolutely, yeah. At a concert, like, at 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, like,
well, right. That was to coincide with, like, the masquerade, so that people wouldn't miss the masquerade, because it's, like, the biggest event.
But then people who were in the masquerade and also wanted to go to the concert wouldn't get a whole lot of time there.
Well, they should have had the same venue. One right after the
no,
other.
Because they went. They could only have the... Well, before the masquerade was...
But then they couldn't get back in the line.
No, the masquerade right before it was the Otaku Idol, which is their karaoke contest, and that was held in the arena, too.
Oh, really?
And also...
Oh, but let's go to that.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to that. And Muku specifically requested that they wanted a live venue. They didn't want, like, you know, they didn't want to play at the con center or anything. They wanted, a live house.
Hmm.
And they wouldn't be able to fill an arena. I really don't know. They wouldn't have done
no.
it.
Right.
Not like Muku.
But, now, the problem, the major problem I had, like, you know, waiting I don't mind, and the lines I don't mind. But, I mean, you know, it kind of sucked because you missed out on doing some things because you had to wait. But the problem was, is there was absolutely no buffer between events. So you could be at one thing, and by the time you got to the next thing, it was already full. And there was no way to get in, you know, get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. A lot of people have complained about that.
So, I mean, I don't know how exactly it would work, but I think you might at least just do a little bit of a buffer time between... You know, the blocks of content. That way you have a chance to get to the next place and get in line and possibly get a seat.
Another problem that I was reading about is that with some events, people would come into the panel before it and they would just sit and wait for the next panel.
Right.
So there wouldn't be any kind of, like, line or anything. And that pissed a lot of people off because nobody was doing anything about it.
Well, there also seemed to be, like, a great disparity as, like, what was where. Like,
just organization in general.
Yeah, because, I mean, we went to the Sentai panel, which was in a huge room that was hardly... There was hardly anybody there. But yet, for example, we went to Silent Hill, where that place
was in one of the...
packed. Packed.
Mm. So, and it was in one of the little rooms.
So maybe what they need to do is somehow gauge beforehand the interest in certain panels to better understand where they need to be going.
That's like the fourth
of each panel.
Well, because you know it's not the same panels are around every year, and then new panels come in, so they really can't.
But a lot of them are.
But yeah, like the 4chan panel.
Right.
Seriously, that frame is so freaking huge, and they have yet to put it in a bigger panel room.
And the line was insane.
Yeah, and they have to crowd the third floor hallway, which is already crowded enough, just by the line. They should have moved it into a bigger room.
Zombies was brand new this year.
Was it?
Like, that was brand new. The zombie panel, that was brand new. They had no idea how big it was going to be.
So I don't know how you could do it. I mean, I don't even know, like, maybe...
I don't know.
Maybe, like, Yeah, maybe somehow just even just do a poll on the website, trying to judge, at least get a small idea of like what the interest is going to be in certain panels. But I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah, you can do that. If you give every panel a thread, and you watch how many people participate in that thread, and you say, okay, if twice as many people are in this thread than are in this thread, it's probably going to have twice the turnout.
The problem with that is that not every member is a part of the boards and stuff like that. And also, it's, you know, seasonal. Like, they only come around when it's that time. And then they stick around for, like, a week or two, and then they're gone for the rest of the 11 months.
Right.
And then if you're looking for something to gauge by, that's a good way to do it, though. I mean, it's not going to tell you, you know, oh, there's four people posting, there's going to be four people in the panel. No, it's not like that. I know that.
And, I mean, it probably wouldn't work, but even if you somehow had, like a ticketing, like a, kind of like how you guys had to go stand in line for the concert.
Yeah.
Maybe for some of the bigger panels, do something like that. And then, I don't know.
No, that's a good idea, because...
Or what they do in real conventions. They do what they call tracks.
Otakon's not a real convention?
Real convention.
Well, I'm just letting you know, with real conventions, they do, like special interest tracks. You can have, you know, an artist track. And anything relating to artists and things artists would do, whether it's, you know, supplies, whether it's, you know, like that other one I went to with the copyright law, whether it's how to sell stuff, how to make stuff, you know, all of those things kind of go in the same panel room right after each other.
Right.
So all those things are kind of together. And then, of course, you could have the zombie stuff. You know, you have the zombie one right after the Silent Hill one, you know, right after the other one. And have all those things all kind of at the same time.
No, I totally agree with that.
But then you would get that problem of people staying in the room for the next panel.
But you'd
not clearing
at
out.
At least they're not standing in line.
But you'd also have like someone like me who wanted to go to both Resident Evil and I mean the zombie thing and Silent Hill thing. You know, you'd have more of us people being able to be there both at the same time, and I don't know what I'm saying. It made sense.
Well, that's true. I mean, but basically, you know, the same kind of person is going to be into more than those types of things. So you put all those things together and make it convenient for that type of person, for the zombie guy. You know,
right? So, So favorite panels. Did we have any favorite panels to the show?
I like the dating and romance one, even though except for the very vocal men.
Yes, and I know those men won't be listening to this, but if you go to a panel and people are talking about something, let them talk about it first, and don't feel the need to jump in and think you're an expert about it, even if you are. That's great. You know, wait till they're done, and then raise your hand, and then get into it then.
I'll wait for questions.
Yes.
Unless you're correcting something that the panelist has messed up on.
Okay,
Chris and Mike messed up.
If it's a big correction, that's fine. But if it's a little correction, afterwards you can say, "By the way, you said this. You said it was episode 23, but it was actually episode 24. So I just wanted to let you know that. You know, fine.
God.
Afterwards, you can say that.
Yeah. Infidels.
Like the Gynax panel, Cody. Like, you know, the panelist actually forgot about he is my master.
Yes.
Like, excuse me. Excuse me, you have to. He is my master cosplayer right here. How can you forget us?
And he knows us.
Man. Nothing else. I think that is kind of a big haze, but not, you know, so much as of, I'm just going to stop you right now and blurt it all out, whether you care or not, kind of deal.
Everyone knows Miyaka and Tamahome sucks together. You don't have to interrupt everyone to point it out.
Exactly. That's as obvious as, you know, day brings the sun and night brings the moon. That's just a given fact. Everybody knows that. Why do you have to be the 1 millionth person to complain? Oh, man.
I only went to a couple panels. I went to Silent Hill, which I was kind of disappointed in. And I went to Zombie One, which... If there was too much Q&A at the zombie one, I would have liked to hear more of them talking about, you know, how to survive the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, because they were really funny.
Yeah, they were funny, but they went to the Q&A section way too quickly instead of just them talking. And it was a long panel.
And the zombie came up.
damn zombies.
I felt like you were disorganized.
But it was a lot of fun, though. You could tell everybody was loving it. That was great.
But,
I mean, yeah, even, like, that.
I mean, even like me, like, you know, I have no interest in that. Well, I mean, but I just thought it was hilarious watching everybody go at it.
Well, that's just like that falls into that whole overzealous person at the panel thing.
Yeah.
Like where you get that one, where that whole row of guys are like, zombies, or something like that. Eat them up, brains! Or, you know, like, calm down and let the panelists speak.
Adam, did you go to any panels at all?
Not really, and most of them that I went to, I always had my DS out when we were there.
Well, let's talk about that then. The Nintendo DS, which if
is a lifesaver.
If you were to take statistics based solely on Otakon, then pretty much everybody in America has a DS. Because there were, I think I saw like,
I'd say about half of everybody.
I saw like, I saw three PSPs, and yeah, probably, okay, more realistically, like half of the people there had a DS.
And that's a lot of people.
And
so there was a DS gathering, but I wasn't sure when it was.
Oh, it was everywhere.
And
I mean, I don't know,
like there was like a
little, always DS gathering.
An official one.
There was a
little out in the hallway one time. And I just pulled the DS out of my pocket, and like three people like looked at me and said, "Hey, do you want in to play?" You know,
yeah.
I was like, "No, see what time it is."
And yeah, and PictoChat, I mean, is something totally different when you actually have people to PictoChat with, and it's like it so makes you want that to be online because it was so much fun doing that, you know, among all those people.
Yeah.
It was a real godsend, especially when things got really crappy.
Don't go there yet. We'll go there in a second. But
It was a lot of fun during the masquerade too, like having the DS's out.
And if it's your birthday,
it's
a little at your birthday, which I thought was cool.
Yeah, I thought that was really cute. I like how it was all rainbow text.
Yeah.
But it was a really really fun way just to get instant feedback from people on what was going on wherever you were at. And I mean, you had like at times you had people who were out in line waiting to get in, chatting with people who were inside in a panel or something, you know. And the whole drawing thing is a lot of fun, so
yeah, it was great to see everyone, you know, because a lot of people there know how to draw lots of cool stuff,
especially when girls walk up to you and draw your penises, so you know.
Yeah. Hey,
my god,
you have a DS, open your DS, let's chat. I'm a new penis. Okay.
You know, I knew one of the people that did that, too. That's what makes me really sad. Like, you idiot. I actually just opened their DS to do that. No.
Well, Corey, you got an art up on it, too.
And the, you know, the fact that the DS can play games, most of its games, with only one cartridge, I mean, just is so awesome when you get into an environment like that. Or you can have 10 people pull out DSs and only one person has a copy of the game and you're all sitting there playing together.
Hey, Mario Kart, guys.
Yeah.
Mario Kart.
I'm just sad that like there were some actual people playing Oendon together because you have to have your own copy of the game for everybody to play. And I missed out on that. And it was supposedly really a lot of fun. So we were at Otakon and we were having fun and you know, going around looking at the various stuff. And then on Friday night we go to the Friday night parodies.
Dun dun dun.
Now
biggest mistake ever.
Now when I say the word parody, what do you think of the word parody? What comes to mind? Like, I don't know, a parody?
Well, the parodies I've seen have been like, you know, they take an actual anime and they either dub it with their own stuff or subtitle it with different subtitles and make it pretty
I think,
damn
like, Evangelion, Redux, Redeath, and Fisting the North Star.
Me too. And, like, Niscaflone and, like, This is Otaku Gum and things like that.
Niscaflone. So we got in line for the parodies, which the line actually went all the way around.
It was really retarded.
The little fountain area to outside. So we got in, and the place was pretty big, which that's nice. And the first parody, what was the first parody even about?
It was a Naruto commercial for MasterCard.
Okay, that was actually kind of funny.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
That was an actual parody.
Yeah, that was an actual parody. Yeah. Was the next one the DDR one?
I think so. I think it was the Cornell DDR.
That was one of those ones that would have been funny if it was half the length.
It had really funny points. I'll give it that.
Points, but it just went on too long. And it was more... It felt to me more like a commercial for their DDR club than an actual parody. Yeah.
Makes you kind of want to apply for Cornell, doesn't it?
So...
Not really. I do.
Then next was something else, I think. And I can't remember exactly what it was. I think there was one...
I'm trying to find the list.
I think there was one more. But then we hit... That one.
Dun, dun, dun.
That one.
So.
It was called Otakon 2005 Crab Battle.
Yes. Which got a big cheer, and that would be one of the last big cheers it would get.
Yeah, because, you know, everyone likes Crab Battle.
Falls really by big boos.
So it goes, and it starts off, and we're meeting this cast of wacky characters, and they're going to be going to Otakon 2005. Okay. And it goes through. It has a little, like, Star Wars introduction with the text growing up the screen and everything, you know, whatever. And so we're introduced to everybody, and obviously somebody knows how to use a computer, because we've got these fancy, like, stat sheets on and everybody.
Yeah. I mean, the intro itself was, like, 2 minutes long, and it was in this whole CGI gold tube thing.
God, that was so... Oh, my Lord. I forgot about that. Yeah, it was like, whenever you've seen, like, all those cheesy sci-fi movies, or, like, Nova on TV or something, where they're, like, it's the camera going down the tube, like, racing around it and everything, as the names are, like, coming at you in 3D. That was basically the opening to this thing. So...
It kind of reminded me, like, the A-Team.
Now, I've read online that this parody, quote-unquote parody, was 59 minutes long.
Yes.
And they were going to show that whole thing?
Yeah, and apparently.
So we first get a road trip to Otakon, which almost plays out in real time. Now,
I mean, they hadn't even hit Newark, New Jersey yet, and they were already like 20 minutes into the thing.
Yeah, and there was this guy, and I don't know. I think he might have been the guy who actually made the movie, but
yeah.
He had all these little facts for us as they were driving along. Like, for example, they drive by the White Plains, New Jersey, and he comes up and he's like, "You might not know this, but the White Plains of New Jersey were named after the dragon god who had extreme dandruff. And as he flew over, his dandruff fell to the ground, and thus White Plains was named." And they had a little CGI graphic shot of his face on National Geographic with some wacky title. And
I could hear the wanking from far away.
Yeah. And you know, it was funny, like the kind of, it was okay, not, it wasn't funny. It was amusing the first time he did it. But then like the 10th time that this was going on, and just the trip down to Otakon.
Well,
complete with the car breakdown.
And the Asian count.
Adam, you were going to say something?
I actually kind of found those National Geographic moments pretty humorous because they kept coming up. It was like this running gag, and they kept getting worse.
It's like
a train wreck.
What's he gonna do next?
Right. It's like on SNL when SNL's doing a skit, and you're like, man, this skit's kind of funny, and then it goes on for like 15 more minutes doing the exact same thing.
Oh yeah.
And you're like, okay, this should have been over like a long time ago.
I think what the problem was is that he kept doing that joke right after another. If it had been separated, maybe, like, instead of doing them all at once, it might have been funnier.
Or how about just doing them one time?
So they,
or one time.
That would have spared us, like, 30 minutes.
So they finally get to Otakon, and they're doing this cosplay scavenger hunt, which that was a little humorous.
That was amazing.
Yeah. But there was, like, a lot of extra stuff going on, and so you're kind of like, okay. And you know, as the days and the show are progressing, you know, the crowd is getting more and more restless. and there was like more and more people getting up to leave. And the only saving grace of this part was like DS chat was going on, and DS chat was like 10 times funnier.
It was going fierce.
Yeah.
Adam was drawing some pretty hilarious shit.
Yes, Adam was doing some awesome graphics. One that made me just laugh out loud and had people looking at me.
Never
seen so many
that made me laugh out
loud.
But they'd be like, "What are you laughing at this?"
Yeah, that's what it was. They're like, "Why are you laughing? This isn't funny." But I mean, there were people were getting so. I mean, people were getting so furious at this movie.
Because it was so bad.
And it's like, and so it's going on, and like, you know, people aren't laughing anymore, like out loud, but you can, they aren't saying anything yet. They aren't being too rude to it.
But on the DS.
On the DS, they're going crazy. But so it gets to day 3 of Otakon, and we're like, okay, this movie's about to be over. So day 3 goes through, and it's kind of dragging, and then that goes over, and people start cheering because it's over. And then all of a sudden, the road trip back shows up, and the whole crowd just goes crazy booing, you know.
Because they're going to show them driving home.
I know, that is just ridiculous.
And so
I'm really glad that the staff listened
and
caved in.
Yeah, the staff finally listened and caved in and started fast-forwarding it. And even, like, fast-forwarding it, it was, like, 10 minutes long.
Yeah, and
In this whole hour of movie, I think this whole 10 minutes of Otakon showed up.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, it was...
Maybe 10 minutes.
If you go out on a road trip with your friends, and you take a video camera, and you record all the dumb shit you do that you guys think is funny, but it's not funny to anybody else in the entire world, that is what we had to watch.
Hey, you guys, we ate at Waffle House! No!
So that was... And the crowd had to have been, like, half gone by the time this video was over.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
They were so gone.
It was gone.
It was very gone.
And then, like...
It was gone like the wind.
But it was one of those things where you couldn't leave. Like, I could not leave. I had to be there for when that video ended. I had to see that video end, or else my life would not have been complete.
Oh, boy.
I was determined to stick it out.
I really wanted to stick out the rest of it, but the next one...
The next one was Metal Gear, and it was just... It just wasn't. Just, it was terrible.
It's like, I really needed a savior after that to really keep me there, but that one just wasn't...
It wasn't rubbing me the right way.
Well, it just made me think, whoever decided that the second one was good enough, that long one was good enough to put in there, probably decided on the next one, too. Like, no, I don't trust judgment anymore.
Yeah, there was definitely some sort of malfunction on the judgment of the Otakon staff. And
quality control.
Either they need to rewatch stuff to make sure that it is worth watching, or they need to actually watch in the first place, or they need to not let their friends do videos. One of those three.
It says that they like regionally preview the like all the AMVs and all the fan parodies. Like they'll show it before the con in different areas to get a. You know, to get, like, a reaction.
That has to be a lie.
So that has to be a lie.
Yeah. I do not believe it.
That has to be a lie.
So either they were, like, asleep or not paying attention or...
No, they were probably asleep.
Yeah.
They were probably,
they probably fell asleep.
Nish woke up. What? Okay, great. It was awesome.
That's cool.
I refuse to believe that one was screened anywhere previously. I don't believe that for a minute.
I don't care how long it is, as long as it's good. I mean, if it was really long and it was, like, hilarity and it had me rolling on the floor, then that's great. But even, like, 10 minutes of crap is, like, really long and painful.
The problem is just regular people, regular fans like us or them or whatever, should not be given a camera and be allowed to do a 59-minute video and show
Agreed.
It. I mean... You know, you have to have some sort of background in order to do that.
They must have been banging one of the staff or something. Or, I don't know.
Ew.
Well, I mean, obviously, that was just, like, the biggest, like...
Maybe they paid.
What's the word I'm looking for?
They paid somebody.
They bribed the staff.
Yeah.
So, that was Friday. Anything else major on Friday that happened?
Not really.
trying to even think of we did.
Didn't we have our Mario Kart battle?
We had a Mario Kart battle.
Yeah. Well, he pretty much owned us all.
Where, yeah, certain.
For the girl who claims
I'm not very good at this game.
Shy guy.
Yeah. Okay. Where the girl who claims she never plays video games sits there and continuously pwns us all. Whatever. No one's gonna believe you anymore.
And I'm not saying that anybody was cheating during that game, but you know. I'm not saying that.
Hey, I wasn't cheating. I'm clean.
So yes, once again, DS came to the rescue.
Yes.
Saturday. What did we do Saturday? I slept in Saturday.
Yes, you did.
So I missed the first bit of Otakon there. So what did you guys do Saturday morning then? How about that?
We woke up with the king.
George King.
Who was hanging around Otakon, by the way, with his friend Colonel Sanders. He was.
Yes. They were great. Because they're BFF.
He was there.
Yeah.
And then Adam wanted to see Project Echo. Yeah.
Now, had you actually seen that before, Adam?
No, I've never seen
You'd that. Never seen Echo?
Yeah, so...
I hadn't either.
I was feeling kind of... like I had to watch.
So what did you think of it?
I really loved it. I ended up buying it.
Oh yeah, Echo's awesome.
I love it. It was hilarious.
Project Echo, for anybody who doesn't know, is it's one of those shows that started off as a parody of anime. And Echo's dad is Superman and her mom is Wonder Woman. And so she's got these superpowers and it's basically Echo and her friend Seiko. And then this rich girl, Biko, who wants to be friends with Seiko, so she's trying to steal Seiko from Echo. If that makes any sense.
It's really good.
Yes. Unfortunately, the series then went on for more and more shows and became what it had been parodying in the first place. But if you haven't seen it, absolutely see it. So,
it's my recommendation.
Yeah, it's a recommendation. There was a concert that none of us went to. But who was at the concert?
Yeah,
we had Muku,
Muk, and Nana Kitade.
And Nana Kitade, the elegant gothic Lolita J-pop superstar.
J-rock
superstar.
I guess.
Quote unquote.
Chick rocker.
Did anybody actually meet her or anything?
Nope.
No.
The lines were stupid, remember?
Yeah, lines were stupid.
Really stupid.
Also, there was Yoshiki.
Which was just impossible to get into, apparently.
From X-Japan fame. X-X-Japan fame. And breaking news. Yoshiki and Gackt are going to be forming a new band. So...
The world is going to hell.
But, so they were there, and they were at the concert, and there was some little... And they had them down, they brought them down to the fountain area, but they had this really shitty DJ booth set up, where it was like a really, really bad location, and if you didn't know it was there, you might easily miss it. And it was just...
It was in a really bad spot.
Yeah, in his defense, that's not where the booth was put previously. Like, every year I went, it was right near the dealer's room.
Like
right
the dealer's room entrance?
Wall. Yeah. It's always been there, and I have no idea why they moved it right there.
That just really made things more crowded.
Well, that, and also for bringing out, like, supposedly big stars, that just seemed like a really, like, in-the-corner kind of, you know, place to put them.
It was just a dumb idea.
They're like placed in the corner, and then they were sitting on a chair. So they were like low on the ground, and then there were all these people standing trying to see them.
Mm-hmm.
But you really couldn't see them if you weren't like one of the first two rows.
Yeah.
And the sound was pretty bad too. Like you had to, you know, for the big open space, they had to put it really loud in order to hear it, and it didn't sound.
Yeah,
good.
And then I couldn't even hear myself. I hated it.
So Saturday went on, and there was a dealer's area where there was a lot of shops set up where you could go in and buy stuff.
They all looked exactly the
same. They all pretty much looked exactly the same.
No, that's not completely true, because I found a lot of awesome stuff.
Really?
Well,
yeah. Man, I hit the jackpot.
There was some good stuff.
Found a mini money keychain.
Did
you? For the most part, it was all the same.
Oh, I understand what you mean, though, Adam, because a lot of them, you know, only have what's really popular right now.
Well, I think the problem was is I was looking for J-pop, and all of the dealers were only carrying, like, anime and comic books.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus you wouldn't want to buy the J-pop from a convention anyway, because they always overprice it.
Well, it was, J-pop and video games were hardcore
true.
Overpriced. The video games
were,
that's true,
but I wasn't really trying to get J-pop so much as I wanted to get, like, stuff related to J-pop, like the Mini Money keychain.
That Dave stole from you, obviously.
No, I got one.
Oh, okay, did you each get one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, as soon as I found it, like, asked the guy, I need more.
Oh my god,
I started digging around.
No, I mean, there were some good things. So, like Cody can attest to, there was this really super cute Pinky repaint that I had never seen before.
Oh, she was so cute.
I didn't see it.
It was really cute. It was like, she had like a green uniform.
Yeah, she had a green school uniform. Versus the
green.
Usually they're brown or blue, but this one was like a lime green. Okay, so what did we buy? What did you guys buy?
Oh Jesus. We bought a Samurai Deeper Show Wall Scroll. We bought a replica of the Queen Emeraldus from Captain Harlock. We bought a Midori Days t-shirt. We bought a Yukimura Sanada plushie. We also bought a figurine of Meitaru from Meitaru Legend. And what else?
And the figurine of Magical Cannon.
Yeah. And then we also bought volumes 2 and 3 of Tsukikage Run and Mahoro Magic Summer Special.
And volume 3 of Samurai 7.
Is that any good?
Samurai 7's great. It's one of...
Yes,
if you like the
is.
Movie... Like, if you like the original movie... Don't expect it.
Right.
Like, it's something... It takes that idea, but it's something completely different. And I like it, so...
But it's beautiful. I mean, it's like, high definition and stuff.
It's really fancy.
Adam, what'd you get?
I got Project Echo. I got a new Mini Money keychain because the one I had has worn off. Her arms fell off and stuff. Other than that, I got a couple issues of Yu-Gi-Oh! And the first book of Buddha.
Which Adam was nice enough to read the bedtime story of Yu-Gi-Oh! That was very nice of him.
Yes.
So I
finished the original Yu-Gi-Oh! Series. Now I get to read Yu-Gi-Oh! Duelist. But I'm not really a big fan of the card game, so I probably won't get any more.
Yeah,
but the old Yu-Gi-Oh!
Like we were talking,
that's fun.
That series really changes, like, just suddenly. It's there when it first starts out. It's not at all about the card game, really.
Right.
And then it just suddenly comes in and takes over the storyline.
Yeah.
Dave, what did you pick up? Anything?
Me. I got Mini Money Keychain. And
yay!
I know. I was all excited when I found it. I was like, "Duh!"
It's Mika.
Right.
Did you get Mika?
I got Mika.
Hey.
It was only between Mika and Takahashi.
She sucks.
Then Takahashi is one of them? Oh.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah, they were in their
that
noise.
Uniform.
Yeah, that had me disappointed.
Yeah. And also, I was looking for the Pinky with the one on the scooter,
yes.
But I didn't find. I couldn't find her. So I'll have to get her online.
There was a strange selection of Pinkies there. Because, like, a couple of the repaints and a couple of the actual originals and...
Yeah, of course, the ones that are connected to anime. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which, I almost broke down on that Sakura Tyson one. Because she's kind of cute. But...
She was cute.
I kind of like it.
I picked up Volume 3 of Galgo 13 manga for cheap. I got Volume 3 of the Soul Taker anime DVD for cheap. Which, if you haven't seen it, it's a very interesting show and very interesting art style. And then I got Strawberry Marshmallow Episode 1. So that I can give more fuel to the flames of my lowly conness on Live Journal. I'll have to post about that. So yeah, I mean, not too much. I almost picked up Vermilion Pleasure Night, which is the, it's from ADV, it's a all-female Japanese comedy troupe that does some really whacked-out stuff, and if you've ever seen Oh Mikey, where the mannequins have adventures, that's from that show. Or the
that stuff is
or the,
funny.
Oh, Toshi, come on, Toshi, come on. So... That's from there, too. Okay, it's a dealer's room, and we went to there. And there was a game room. We went in there for a little bit, and they had a bunch of games playing there. That was a good time.
Yeah. It was a real upgrade.
A lot of games that I always want.
Yeah,
a lot of games
really
I always wanted to see playing
in
there.
I can't believe they had Twinkle Star Sprites, Lepetite Princess.
Yes, they had the...
They had two of them.
Yes.
I can't believe how cute it was.
They had the PS2 version.
I've never seen it
I need
before.
To get that game. I really do. But I keep hoping for, like, a DS version of it, you know? Like, each character gets their own screen, and that's what I want.
The only problem with the game is that it lags, like, whoa.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does run slower.
That's what I really don't like about it. It lagged way too much.
And that's like the Dreamcast version was the original arcade game, and then you could actually... They had an option to turn off the lag from the arcade game, so that it played full speed.
Really?
But they had a lot of stuff. They had they had Pop in there, which I kept meaning to play but never got a chance to play. They had Guitar Hero, every fighting game you could think of. Mario Kart for GameCube was pretty big. Smash Brothers.
Super
Smash Brothers,
yeah.
Was pretty big. So, that wasn't...
And they had the rare stuff like Guitar Man and Rez.
Yep, they had Rez there.
Yeah.
They had Jammer Lammy, so that was actually not too bad. So Saturday went along, and we went and we had lunch somewhere. Where did we have lunch on Saturday? I don't know.
Burgers.
Was that the? No,
I thought those
no,
were Friday.
Yeah, no. Saturday was the food court, wasn't it?
Saturday was the try to
burgers
find
again.
Somewhere to eat.
Yeah, Saturday was a crowded food court. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where
you all had Subway night pizza.
We had Subway.
Yeah, night pizza. So, that was Saturday.
We got lucky
Parmesan oregano bread.
Yes.
I like that bread.
Well, I do too, but not with my sandwich. Not with what I normally get. Anyway,
we went to the Masquerade, which is, I guess, the big deal of Otakon. Now...
Which was, like... Light years better than last year.
So is the Masquerade the big event of the show?
Well, I'm not so sure it's like the big event,
well,
but it's definitely...
Saturday is the most attended day. And most people
right.
go to the Masquerade because they
right.
want to be entertained.
So right. now what is the Masquerade for people who don't know?
But basically skits. Like a bunch of people decide to create a skit based on something and they perform in a contest. They use I don't know if they used to, but they started using the what's it called? The costumer, like the actual rule, the guidelines for costuming, like they had novice, journeyman, and then like master, and they yeah. So that was actually good because then it was fair to everyone. Like, it wasn't putting, like, total noobs with these seasoned veterans. I liked it like that.
So, the best skits of the night at the Masquerade.
Where in anime is Carmen Sandiego?
That.
Agreed.
I agree. That was one of the best ones. One of the two. It got second place.
In my very unbiased opinion.
It got second place, I believe.
I think so.
No, I thought that
one won. No, it didn't win.
No, they won best craftsmanship journeyman for their costumes, but they didn't actually win any like skit awards. That gets confusing. I don't remember who actually like won one.
That was Street Fighter.
Was it?
Street Fighter was best in show.
That was good.
They own.
Which Street Fighter was basically them, various Street Fighter characters, kind of dancing to music, but their dance was like fighting choreography.
Fighting. Yeah.
And like Chun-Li did some really cool stuff where she did like her lightning kick and everything, and yeah, so that was that.
That was awesome.
That was one of my favorite ones.
Yep, yep.
I also like the 20 years of Nintendo with Zelda and Link. He'll be here any minute. Well, excuse me, princess.
That was fun.
Trevor. That was hilarious. That was actually a funny Naruto skit for once in my life. I usually do not like Naruto skits.
She's talking about the four kids TV.
Oh,
one.
Yes.
I'm sorry. there was actually a severe lack of Naruto this year, which I'm really happy because last year, almost
last
every
year they
other
had
skit was Naruto.
There were three skits last year that were exactly the same.
Really?
Like it was a fight between these two characters in Naruto. And three different groups had the same skit. So last year, like, oh my god. This year, and they moved it to the arena this year, which that was the first time they'd done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was about 2-3 blocks away. You had to walk to it, and it was a really, really big...
Not very far from our hotel.
Which was nice.
No.
Yeah.
That's why I like the Marriott.
So, any final thoughts on Masquerade? Anybody?
I wasn't paying attention again.
I'm sorry?
I wasn't really paying attention during the Masquerade.
Yeah, it was another DS session. There was a lot of DS picture chat going on. And that was...
Well, it was great. We got to at least see what the range was, because, you know, we saw one of the people we were chatting with was, like, all the way across the stage.
Yeah. So that was really cool. And it was fun doing commentary on that. So then,
what I liked about the DS chat during the Masquerade was after each skit, the people in chat would
cool.
like draw people with scorecards.
Scoring, and that was funny.
Yeah, 3 out of 5, 4 out of 5.
That was a good time. So later on that night, and we're not going to get into this, but there was a tea party. And some drama went on, which has caused more drama. But like I said,
you see why we don't hang out with other Lilias now, right?
All I'm saying is just have some respect for your fellow man. That's all I'm asking.
Okay, well, no, we gotta tell the situation with the tea party.
Are we gonna actually tell it?
You know,
Dave, you've missed out on this. This has gotten me in trouble on the internet now today. There's been a big internet explosion about this whole situation.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really?
He's a pedophile.
Yes.
Now, apparently.
It's already out there?
Oh.
Everybody knows?
Yeah, it's out there.
Oh, crap.
It's gone.
He forgot.
It's gone nuts.
So we're changing our name again?
Yeah, we're changing our name again. I'm assuming a new identity, moving somewhere else. Okay. All right, then I guess real quick. So there was a tea party for the Gothic Lolitas, and... It was out on the deck, and they were setting it up.
At midnight.
At midnight.
Which they were illegally doing anyway. They weren't supposed to be having it.
Now, I was told...
Illegal tea party.
One thing I was told was that they had a reservation to do this, which I find questionable.
They did.
And even if you have a reservation, that doesn't give you the right to just steal somebody's table and chairs without asking them. And Dunlap got kidnapped...
No. Okay.
It wasn't so much kidnapped as the table was built.
He stayed
built around him.
Yeah, he held claim to his chair. He didn't move his chair, and the table was built in front of him. So he just turned his chair around.
And instead of asking him to, like, move or something, they just, like, totally ignored him.
Yeah, they did. They just ignored me, and I just sat there and drank tea
and blew bubbles and had a fun time. I don't know. Was there anything from Sunday worth talking about, or should we just do a wrap up of the show?
Sunday was a Lolita tea party.
Again?
Yeah.
No, it's a different one.
Different. So how'd that one go?
This one was a sweet Lolita.
This one was very polite.
Really?
Everyone was really friendly, and we all introduced each other, like introduced ourselves, and it was nice. And then this weirdo lady chick came over with her camera, and she was like, "I'm from such and such magazine, and I want to take pictures of you."
So that's what I read about. I read about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that was cool and stuff. I mean we didn't care, but Corey, like the lady who was doing the light. Like, I can't remember what it's called, but she was holding up and, yeah, the reflector for lighting. She was holding it up, and, you know, Corey and I have, like, cataracts, so, like, the light went right in Corey's eye, so she started rubbing her eye. And so the chick was like, "Keep rubbing your eye like that! Keep rubbing your eye!" And Corey's like, "Okay." And she kept having all these really, really funky, weird-ass requests, like, "Here, have this little girl take a picture of the Lolitas and have it in the Lolita picture." And then, "I just want redheads. Just redheads only."
Yeah, that was what I read about, too. Yeah, the redhead thing.
It's the four original redheads. Because there were only four of us that actually were listening to this crazy lady talk. Everybody else was like, "Who is this crazy lady?" So that's what she
said. So you guys didn't catch what magazine she was from?
She said something about
Life and Travel Family, something like that.
Life and Travel Family, something family related to travel.
Travel and Leisure Family, or something. Something with travel and family.
Huh.
I just cannot remember that second word. Travel something family. Or something travel family. Yeah, you can look it up, probably.
Interesting.
She said it won't be out till next year anyway.
Really?
So.
Wow.
Next year?
Yeah. Well, for Otakon, you know, they were doing a focus on Baltimore. That's why.
Well,
so
no,
it's not going to be out
till next year. No, they were doing a focus on Otakon.
Oh, whatever.
Hmm.
I wasn't listening. I wasn't listening to her. She was weird.
Well, I was rubbing my eyes. I didn't have anything to do but listen.
I guess we should also mention JapanFiles.com, who we talked about before. We went and had a nice talk with them, and they seem like fine folks. And so hopefully we're going to be doing some stuff with them in the future for this podcast.
We got to see some videos.
Yeah. Got to see some videos.
I hope we made you proud, Don.
Yeah, Don, we're out there doing your work for you, because you wouldn't come. Yes. So we're hoping to be doing some fun stuff with them, and if you aren't familiar with them, they sell Japanese music in undrm'd MP3 format, so you can just purchase it and download it and do whatever the hell you want with it. Except hopefully not give it to people, you know, because you're supposed to be nice.
Support
the business. So and we met the Purple Sky folks, which are doing a J-Rock magazine. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that turns out. So that was Otakon. So final thoughts or anything else that is important to mention?
They need a J-pop room.
A minus.
They need to push the J-pop.
Thanks.
They
had a big block last year of videos that they showed, and it didn't really go over that well.
That's because it was those one guys, which I'm not going to say their name, but it was those one guys.
Oh, the one guys, yes.
Well, a lot of the comments that I read from other people, they're like, "Man, you should have heard the crap that was played in that room." I'm like, "Well, that's great. I can see that coming back next year."
Well, if they just post the time saying what's going to be on when, then it'll attract people at that certain time. Like, if you know something's going to come on that's great at 3 o'clock, you're going to be, "Ooh, I'm going to be there at 3. So you're not going to complain.
You know, I really think, though, that I just being at the con, I did kind of feel the divide between the anime people and the J music people.
Oh, there was.
I think there is some sort of a rift there, and
even between the Lolitas, it seems.
Well, see, when they announced the bands that were going to play, when they announced all the musical guests, it was so divided. Like, all the anime were people were like, they haven't done anything for anime. Well, I mean, Nina did, one song for, Full Metal Alchemist, but that was it. And then, but all the J-Rock people were like, oh my god. So you're never going to please anyone.
Yeah, that's the problem, is the anime folk are like, well, they're not doing anime theme songs, so we don't care. And the J music folk are like, well, they're doing anime theme songs, so we don't care. You know, it's you've got a divide there, and it's a shame that they you can't bring the two groups to work together to help both sides.
See, they did that with Laruku, though, because Laruku has done anime songs and stuff, but they still appeal to the J Rock people, and more than song.
That kind of happened with Kumi Koda. Like, she was a musician for quite a while before she made an anime intro, the Cutie Honey song. And so that attracted a lot of music people. So, I mean, a lot of people I was running into in Houston were only into the music, So that was cool to see.
Overall, though, this was my first anime convention. I spent 4 years working at a magazine where I did anime, and I never went to a convention, so this was my first one. And, it wasn't as crazy as, say, E3, but it was kind of crazy, but it was fun. And, I'm not totally into the anime stuff anymore, so a lot of that didn't really do much for me, but it was a fun time, and we got to meet our friends and see interesting people, so it was...
Yeah, it was, the first time, I don't know, we've never mentioned this, but this is the first time we all met. We'd never met each other in real life before.
Where
we all just
you,
knew
Cody?
Each other from the message board. You met her a long time ago. But we had talked, Eric and I, we've been on message board for, maybe 5 years or so?
Yes, years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. Well, it started,
the
boards officially started in 2001, so it's been about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
A++.
Exactly, yeah. I'd go again. And we're going to do a panel next time. Yeah. We're going to do a goddamn panel.
Okay.
Yes. I'm already talking to my friend on LiveJournal. We're going to do Silent Hill stuff, and then we're going to... Us are going to do some sort of thing, and it'll be a fun time.
Okay.
Sweet.
I'm on it.
Everybody will come just for us.
Just get your request, early.
What?
What?
I'll just get your request for a panel.
Oh, yeah,
early.
Yeah.
I
won't wait till the last minute next time, trust me.
Yes, please do not be waiting till the last minute.
Yeah.
So that would be a great
idea. I basically
idea.
Planned to go to this thing 2 weeks before I actually went, so yeah, it was a little last minute, but it worked out. The me getting back to the airport was a little sketchy, but other than that, it worked out. So.
You scared the crap out of me too.
Hey, I scared the crap out of me from that taxi guy, because he wasn't turning on his meter, and I realized I had no idea where we were going, and I'm like, oh my god, he's taking me to kill me. Because you go to the Boston airport, and they tell you specifically over the intercom, not to go with any transportation that isn't certified by the airport, because it can be a con or something like that. And, of course, I didn't think about that until I was in the taxi. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm dead. So.
Speaking of, how much was your
It was 30.
Because I asked the concierge before.
Yeah.
It's a flat rate of 24.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I was paying. But to me, it was more of a don't kill me tax, so, it all worked out in the end. Did you guys get there and have any problems getting through security, because of how long it was?
No, it's just damn crowded.
No.
I was running really short on time, but when I got there, they just opened a new lineup as I was waiting, so that really helped out.
Kind of fit with the theme, stand in line.
Yeah. So, non-con wise, any final thoughts that you want to mention this week, or are we done with the show?
Change the pocket guard.
Change the pocket guard.
Agreed.
Yeah, the Otakon pocket guard. Oh. That fold-out map shit that they did. Okay, anyway.
Please to be having a booklet style again and not a map. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was a little bit.
I need to be correct.
Yes, yes. Having it be right might be a good thing to do. So that you know where to go.
Map what time?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, well, I'm going next year. I always do.
Yeah, really.
I
mean, I'm going anyway.
It has its ups and downs, but it's still one of my favorite conventions. So.
Mine too.
So.
And I'll be going to the Houston one because I know it'll have.
Yeah, now, is that Kamikaze-Con?
Yeah. Well, that'll probably be Shiokaze-Con. It kind of
changed. Oh, they changed the name. Mm-hmm. Now, when is that?
Last year was in April.
Okay.
But who knows? I mean, I've been checking the boards, and they haven't said anything. But I'll contact the chairman and see.
Yeah, because I might be interested in going to that. Now, I was looking for information, but I couldn't find anything under Kamikaze-Con, so.
Otakon next year is July 20th through July 22nd.
No, it's terrible.
Why?
I like the beginning of the month. It's a lot better for me, so.
Not really for me.
And plus, have it be a little bit later, so it's less temperature high.
Yeah, that way.
Well, at least this way they nice won't. They probably won't have any games scheduled.
It was kind of interesting having the anime otaku and the Yankees fans mixed together in the hotels.
Welcome, Yankee
that
fans.
That was quite interesting.
Yeah.
Well, other than that, just to end up, I got my hands today on Dead Rising and Rule of Rose, so.
Did you really?
I haven't played either one yet.
Cody, we're going to
game.
Oh. So I'll talk about those next time.
Yeah.
Hey, I picked up Shadow of the Colossus.
Also
today.
Yes. Yes? Did we lose Adam?
I think we did.
I think so.
The game was so good it killed its connection. Nope, Adam's gone. Adam's dead. We can't bring Adam back.
No. He was the good Adam.
Well, I'm sure what Adam was going to say was the game is the bomb and you should buy it too. Because it is now gone down to $20. Yeah. So that is a great, great price. I guess that's a good place to leave off here for this week. So that was our Otakon 2006 wrap-up. We'll be back.
And we're going to post pictures on the site.
The pictures are currently on the share. And I will be putting up a full report on playmagazine.com as well as hopefully our site. Cool. Which our site is coming back soon. I have seen the designs, and it is coming along. So
it's hot.
It's coming, so we're going to have that. And, so there you go. Otakon 2006.
Woo! A++ will go again, of course.
So, for myself, and for Cody, and Corey, and Dave, and the dearly departed Adam...
Adam.
This was Morning Podcast. You can call it Episode 6 or you can call it the Otakon Special, either way. And that's all for this week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
How's that going along?
Oh, right.
Well, I'm glad you asked. I absolutely loved that TV show. Yeah, it's really, really cliche. But I just fell in love with the whole thing. The main actress, Kanamiho, she like plays the typical like perfect Japanese schoolgirl, and I really didn't like her at first. I thought she looked exactly like the lizard, but I ended up falling in love with her. So I'm hunting down other works by her. No, and I just realized she was in that movie Dolls.
Is she?
But
I saw Dolls.
Yeah, I think she was the main, that first main girl who kind of mm-hmm. went crazy.
Hmm.
Yeah, the series is really cliche. I don't want to, like, give any examples because they're all, like, plot points. But if you've ever watched a lot of drama, you'll just be kind of laughing because you've seen all these things happen before. But I think the style just really pulled it off nicely. It really feels like a typical shoujo manga from about the era, and I just really liked it. I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, so like next week, let's each recommend a drama to people. How about that? Or not next week, but the next show. Let's do that. Okay, well then, for our outro music this week, we have a song coming to us courtesy of Japan Files. I keep forgetting the name. JapanFiles.com. The kind folks over there gave us a few songs that we could use for our outro music. So this week, we're going to do which one of these do you recommend?
Poplar?
Poplar?
I recommend Poplar. The tree.
Poplar tree.
And, okay, then we're going to do Poplar with Asuka Matsuri as our ending theme. The love song from Morning Radio. Yes,
enjoy.
So, for the dearly departed Dave, and for Cody and Don and Adam, this is Eric. You've been listening to Morning Radio Episode 5. Thank you for listening. You can always visit us at gomorning.com, where you can participate in our message forums or check out our radio page or do lots of other fun stuff. And we hope to see you here next time. And like we said, next week's vacation. So next week is the Super Secret Lost Episode 4. And after that, we'll be back. And hope to see you then.
Bye.
Farewell.
Bye.